Meanwhile, New Zealanders in Melbourne are struggling as the light at the end of the tunnel gets pushed further away with a tighter COVID-19 lockdown. For many people, it's another extension to the lockdown they've been in for months. Charlotte Cook reports.
Sweeping new restrictions, including a nighttime curfew, are in force in Melbourne. For some New Zealanders living there, they've been holed up at home since March. Some are anxious to find out if they can keep their jobs, and others are dreaming of New Zealand. Kiwi Brett McCulloch works as a builder in Melbourne and says people are struggling with the uncertainty.
I think today's probably the toughest day, I reckon. Just waiting for, you know, if the industry is going to shut or close, shut down, or they can stay open. I think, yeah, today will be the worst day. But and I think they will. I think they'll just shut everything. Just do what New Zealand done. Get it done, shut it down, and then hopefully move on in 4 or 6 weeks.
Joseph Nunwick says everyone in the city is feeling pretty glum to be facing further lockdowns. He says the government should have ripped the band-aid off months ago.
It was spun yesterday afternoon from the press conference as being we can do this now until September the 13th, or we can do less restrictions but still a lot of being by yourself and being alone until Christmas or New Year's. And I think, you know, that may be what people understand in terms of really committing to it at this stage.
Teacher Jeff Dean lives in one of Melbourne's COVID hotspots and has been working from home since March. He says not only has it taken a toll on his mental health, but it's frightening that people still aren't following the rules.
The arrogance that some people have that it's not going to affect them, you know, and it's been incredibly scary. I've been nervous every time I go out of the house, you know, to go and get your shopping or... As I said, it's a scary place to live at the moment.
He says with no real end date, it's quite daunting.
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel, but, you know, they don't know how long the tunnel is. And that's not knowing when it's going to end, because they keep adding weeks on, as I said. The original lockdown was meant to finish, and then they brought another one and did the whole of metropolitan Melbourne. That goes till the middle of August. And then now they've said, well, we're here till mid-September. So the goalposts keep moving, the tunnel keeps getting longer.
Hannah Finlay has been doing the lockdown hard yards for months and says it's frustrating to see the numbers keep climbing.
With the announcement that happened through yesterday, I think it was just like a big sigh of like, shit. And especially when we're in Victoria, we can see all the other states like hanging out and, you know, living almost normally. It's just real frustrating. I feel like we're like that naughty kid in school that has been held in detention and lunch, and we can see all our friends playing and we're not allowed to go outside.
Sophie Kemp says it would be nice to come home, but it's not an easily achievable possibility.
I've got a flexi fare ticket home, just kind of hovering, but having to pay for your own quarantine unless you're coming home for more than 90 days, that's pretty much a roadblock for me. I don't think I could afford to pay rent in Melbourne and pay for my, you know, the mandatory quarantine on the other side of that and lose a month of my life just sitting in a hotel on my own.
For most, New Zealand seems much further away than before as they stare down the barrel of at least 6 more weeks in lockdown. For Checkpoint, Charlotte Cook.